Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 75, and the passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, and it reads, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. I was thinking today about there's a little psalm. There's only three verses, but two of the verses I have put to memory. It's Psalm 131, and it says that my heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I've stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child with my soul still within me. And I had to memorize that because it's like this whole reading is about. I was used to figuring things out. Even at a young age, I could remember my parents giving me positive feedback for the times when I used my head and I did well in school and thought things through. But like I said here, there were times in my life that, you know, I couldn't say I didn't know because I had this pride thing going on. It was many things in my life that were out of control, but I felt that at least I could think. And so I had a high premium on that. But in terms of faith in the Lord and learning to trust Him, I had to learn to come to a point of realization that God is bigger than me. And although He wants me to understand Him and to know Him, I must also understand that there's always more for me to know, so I don't ever get to that point that I am past learning, that I think that I am above learning. This is where the pride piece comes in, but that's also where the anxiety starts too, because when I could not figure things out, then I would get into high anxiety about things. And I love it in the Bible, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And so I had to learn to do as that Psalm 131 talks about, to ditch the pride and to learn to sit quietly at times at the feet of Jesus. And to know that a lot of the anxiety that I was having and a lot of the stress and the strife that I had was, again, this pride thing, thinking that my way was it and my understanding was it. And to relax into the truth that God knows more than I know. And so my feelings at times can get very, very off because my thinking is off. But I'm grateful that I can come back to truth, and that truth is found in the Word of God. And this passage in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10 is really good for me. Because more, I mean, in any given day, I can get to a point of feeling hard pressed. Things are happening around me. Just before I got on this meeting, my daughter-in-law had called me and asked me, her husband is out of town. They have four children, and she is sick today, and she needed me to run an errand for her. And it was very close to the time of this meeting, but I had to let that go and give it to the Lord. But also, when I got in the car, I have this situation with a key in my car. I have this RAV4, the key has broken in it, and it's going to take me about $500 to get it replaced. That's how they make these keys these days. And so it has not gotten replaced yet. My husband has taped it up. But here I was in the car, and sure enough, the key did this little thing, and I'm thinking, now this is quite interesting, you know, because I was away from my house and didn't know how I was going to get back and whatever. But the truth is that, yeah, these types of situations come up where we are hard pressed. Things seem like they're pressing in on us. But I have found that when I go back to a place of truth, that is where the peace floods in. And it's in that peace that I realize that I am in the hands of the Lord, that there is nothing that is happening to me that God does not know about. And so I don't even have to even take on that mindset of being crushed, because I'm not crushed. And I may not know the answer to things, perplexed, but getting into that, you know, sweaty palms, heartbeat type of situation, that I have to let go. I have to let it go. And realize that that type of thinking is being pushed a lot of times by evil. And that reminds me of another verse that I have put in my mind to help me at times like that. And it's Psalm 6:8. And it says, "Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping." And so I don't have to sit there and enumerate what the demon is saying at that time. I don't know the answer, but my God does know the answer, so I don't get into despair. And persecution, yes. And this seems like, dogs fall, you know, in a dog pack surrounding me at times with the evil that can get into my thinking. That's persecution, but God, again, does not leave me. And there are times that I have actually fallen into erroneous thinking and either fallen into panic. And it used to be I would fall into eating. You know, I would just, I would fight and fight, and then all of a sudden it just was too much. And next thing I knew, I was just eating it all, and then I was crazy again. But God has taught me, this is one thing I know. The eating is evil. It's an evil thing for me to eat in a way that is not disciplined and God-honoring. That's opening the door for disaster in my life. And that I don't do. I know that. But then I can have other things like I said, like the panic sort of thing can come up if I let it. But thank God I come back to my senses and I realize, yes, maybe I have been struck down, but I am definitely not destroyed. And the key is what it says here, that I have learned to carry around in my body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus is also revealed in my body. I belong to Jesus Christ. He has sealed me with his Spirit. His Spirit lives in my heart. That can never be snatched away from me. And the same power that got him from the grave is now mine as well. And so I rest in that truth, and I rest in the peace that he gives to me, and I rest in the understanding that all that I know, all that I need to know to be victorious over whatever is happening to me is right there with me. And I don't need to know everything. I only need to know that my Savior loves me and he is guiding me, and I can be still. And that's the last thing that I'll leave with. A few weeks ago, I finished reading again Exodus, and now I'm still with the Israelites as they are in the desert. Right now I'm in Deuteronomy, which is going back over some of the events of Exodus. But I love the scene in Exodus after they have left, and then Pharaoh tries one last ditch effort, and he pursues them, and they look behind them, and they could see him pursuing them, and they look before them, and they see the Red Sea. And God knows everything, and he has instructed Moses what to say to the people. And Moses says to the people, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. The Egyptians that you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will work for you, and you have only to be silent." So I have learned to still and quiet my soul like a weaned child, because God doesn't lie, and his word teaches me again and again of the great love that he has for me and the rich favor that he has over my life.